It's 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is preparing to make a major policy speech this week on immigration. And there were indications over the weekend that Trump may be softening his hardline stance on people in this country illegally.
Trump's hardline stance, a signature issue of his campaign since the beginning. Now his new campaign manager indicating that policy is not set in stone.
Will that plan include a deportation force?
To be determined.
Key Trump surrogate Senator Jeff Sessions confirming that Trump is wrestling with the issue after a meeting with Hispanic advisors on Saturday, ahead of a big policy speech later this week.
He listened to a lot of people. I don't think he made any commitments.
This potential shift coming as Trump attempts to broaden his appeal among African-American voters.
Correspondent Sunland Surfati. The Hillary Clinton campaign apparently won't be spending money on TV ads in Virginia. Following the lead of Priorities USA, Clinton's top dollar super PAC, the campaign has decided not to spend money in Virginia and Colorado, at least through September. Priorities USA said last week that those states, plus Pennsylvania, are where Donald Trump is doing poorly anyway. It's the first day of school for D.C. public schools as well as Frederick County public schools. Classes start tomorrow in Prince George's and Anne Arundel counties, and on Wednesday in Fauquier and St. Mary's. Montgomery County school kids head back to class next week. But next year, that could change.
The Montgomery County Board of Education is thinking about shifting the school year. It would mean starting school 1 week sooner and ending the year before Memorial Day. Amy Gardner is a parent and a teacher.
It would be nice for them to at least get out early in the school year before their brains start to check out for summer vacation.
Gardner's daughters like the idea.
I think it would be okay with me.
If it ended earlier, I think it might make me a better student because, you know, I'm not just trying to watch movies all day like we usually do at the end of the year.
The board is now looking for public input before it makes a final decision in November. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince George's County, meanwhile, is working on a number of projects to make roads safer for kids who walk or bike to school.
The county's working on a total of 6 complete green streets projects, which will transform roads that were designed only for cars
to corridors that will also move all users, vehicles, pedestrians, and bicyclists safely.
The county's officer for public infrastructure, Barry Stanton, says the project on Ager Road, where the Rosa Parks Elementary School is located, will add bike and pedestrian lanes.
So that connectivity and access to the extensive rail system adjacent to the school can be more easily accessible.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe plans to announce today that he has now restored the rights of more than 13,000 convicted felons and that he has done so on a case-by-case basis. The Virginia Supreme Court last month overturned McAuliffe's executive order in April restoring the rights of over 200,000 felons in one fell swoop, and an ordered cancellation of the voter registrations of those who had already registered after McAuliffe's executive order. McAuliffe had promised to quickly restore those people's rights again. North Korea is threatening South Korea and the United States with nuclear strikes as the U.S. and South Korea begin their annual military drills today. The North says if Seoul and Washington show any signs of aggression toward the North, they'll be turned into, quote, a heap of ashes. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,553, the NASDAQ at 52.38. Sports Team USA picks up its final gold medal of the Rio Games with a win by the men's basketball team. The U.S. won 46 gold medals and 121 medals in all. Baseball, the Nats lose to the Braves. The O's drop another one to Houston. Tonight, the O's host the Nationals in the first of a four-game series. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
This is Brian Scudamore. You hear me on the radio sometimes.
And we're his main man, Tom.
We believe your complete happiness is rooted in 4 basic freedoms.
Number 1.
Freedom from hunger.
We believe everyone should have enough to eat.
Number 2. Freedom from fear.
We believe everyone deserves to live in peace.
Number 3. Freedom from external limitations.
We believe everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Number 4. Freedom from junk.
We believe pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things
and begin to live without those strings
joyfully, like queens and kings.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, Suitland Parkway, the crash finally gone. Inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to Firth Sterling before 295. Have all lanes reopened, but big delays continue, so that'll be a while till that can clear out again. The Suitland Parkway commute this morning gets hit hard with the earlier crash. And also, finally, L Street, one lane is open this morning. L Street between 18th and 19th. That had been closed since last week's transformer fire. Utility repairs continue, but again, one lane of L Street will get you by this morning. Let's go around the Beltway topside from College Park to Silver Spring. Slow, had some debris reported on the outer loop right near 95. Inner loop slows heading toward Greenbelt past Route 1 past the IKEA with delays coming off of southbound 95. Keep alert if you're heading on 29, say if you're coming out of the Fairland area. The crash southbound 29 south of Cherry Hill Road had police there. They were trying to get to the shoulder. That's right as you come up the Tech Road. 270, pockets of volume. Nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front now pushing off the coast. Rain's done. Sunshine is out. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today. Little drop in humidity. Some clouds early. Sunny this afternoon. We're down to 85 degrees with a northwest breeze. Tonight, clear, cooler, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. And more sunshine on Wednesday in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Arlington, 61 in Bowie, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. President Obama heads to Louisiana this week, so how bad is the flood damage? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Time is 7:07. This is Mornings on the Mall. Coming up later this morning at 8:05, Liz Clark, Washington Post reporter. She is closing things out in Rio, and we will get her final take on the Olympics. And then at 8:35, Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst, will give us a breakdown on Friday night's victory over the Jets and what that means as we point toward the regular season. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us online right now, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, good friend of this program, Joe DeGeneva. Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I want to start off with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, has announced that, you know, despite the fact that he was, you know, slapped around by the state Supreme Court and told he couldn't do what he did with restoring the rights of felons, he is going to go ahead and restore the rights of some 13,000 felons. He says he's going to do it on a case-by-case basis. This announcement expected later today. Can he do it the way he says he's going to do it?
Yes, he can. He's theoretically doing it on an individual basis. He's using the staff of the Attorney General's office and the Governor's office to individually review petitions, or if there are no petitions, ones that they have decided to focus on. So if as long as he's doing it individually and making an independent judgment, you know, as much as that can be gleaned from the nonsense that he's going through, it's constitutional under the Virginia Constitution, according to the Supreme Court.
All right, so he gets a file from the Attorney General's office, right? And is he required to read the file to review them?
And there's probably nothing that the court can do to make him. Obviously, there has to be some recommendation sent to him by somebody so that he can review the recommendation. Most presidents don't read clemency files either. They read a memo from the White House counsel, and I'm sure that's what he's getting in each case, is a memo from his counsel as governor and from the attorney general, assuming that the attorney general's office is cooperating. Interestingly enough, he's on pretty strong ground here. 61% of Virginia voters support what he's doing. They support what he did before. So this is not your mother's Virginia.
Yeah, well, and listen, and then this goes, Joe, to a larger question of it's one thing to defeat Terry McAuliffe, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. It's a more important thing to defeat their ideas. And the fact that people in Virginia actually agree with this is a problem. But you're right. I mean, the presidents hardly ever look at the clemency thing. I think Bill Clinton, if I remember right, was quoted in saying, just cut to the bottom line, how much is Mark Rich going to give us? And then we'll get to the
problem with the fight for ideas. It's, you know, the fight has to be good, but once in a while you have to win, and Republicans are not winning enough.
Well, listen, speaking of Bill Clinton and payouts, there's now been some discussion over the weekend, finally, why it took this long, to discuss what exactly the Clinton Foundation will do if Hillary Clinton wins the White House. And I want you to listen to this little exchange with Dana Bash and Robbie Mook. Robbie Mook is his name. He runs the Clinton campaign, apparently. And listen to this.
But if this is the right policy now, why not do it now? Why wait? And
by the way, this is responding to the Clinton Foundation saying we're not going to take any foreign money if Hillary becomes president.
Till the idea of her being president. Why not do it when she is running for president?
Well, the foundation is doing an enormous amount of work, and it takes time when you're in a number of countries around the world.
These things take time. We're out there. Yeah. So is there any danger here, Joe DeGeneva, that you might be able to see of the Clinton Foundation out there with its hands out, raising all this money overseas while Hillary Clinton's running for president?
They have clearly sent a signal. We're going to stop this when we're elected.
Yeah.
So get your bribes in now.
Get it in now.
This is an invitation to bribery now in anticipation of a victory. But let me just change the subject to a different part of this.
Okay.
And that is the president himself, Clinton. Let me give you one example, and I'm going to show you why the fact that the Southern District of New York is investigating this is a serious matter, because crimes were committed by the Clintons and by the foundation. There was a matter pending before the State Department which involved sanctions against the sale of certain types of electronic equipment, including telecom equipment.
Right.
Ericsson was one of the people who would have been hurt most by this. So you know what Ericsson does? Never had invited Bill Clinton to speak before, never has invited him since. While this question is pending before Secretary Clinton in the State Department as to which types of electronic equipment will be put on a banned sale list subject to sanctions, they invite Bill Clinton to speak, pay him $750,000. A week later, the sanctions list comes out, and Ericsson's products are not on the list.
How about that?
The president is never invited back to speak to the Ericsson people again. This is why this is the most disgraceful performance by a group of public officials in the State Department, including the civil servants at the State Department who went along with this, and all the political people. This is so disgusting. That now, if it's okay for the... everyone knows that if Ericsson gave $750,000 to Secretary Clinton, that would be a crime. So why is it okay to give her husband $750,000, who informs her of it, and then she makes the decision about which industries will be sanctioned? This is so sick. And let me just say this one more time about Jim Comey. He is an embarrassment. He is an absolute embarrassment to federal law enforcement. You should see the conversations that are occurring in email exchanges between former federal prosecutors and former FBI agents about Comey. The stuff that's being said, you cannot print. He should be ashamed of himself. And this pay-to-play is an example why this is not your mother's FBI. He is an embarrassment.
Well, you've talked to us about this investigation that's now underway, not through the Justice Department directly, but through the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York.
Correct.
But, I mean, I got to tell you, Joe, I thought there was a pretty compelling case on emails, and I'm completely, completely disappointed and dismayed that they couldn't find a case there. What hope can you give to the American people?
There's very little other than the independence of the Southern District of New York. But here's the point. You are absolutely correct, Brian. The FBI director has firmly ensconced in American law a double standard. There is the Clinton standard, where you can do anything you want, literally anything you want, no matter how criminal it is, and you will not be prosecuted. What he has done to federal law enforcement, you cannot put a price on. Out there in America today, and it's not even subtle anymore, even Democrats say there's a double standard, and they don't like it. And you know what? Comey doesn't care one bit. That sanctimonious, smug look on his face, as I said before, there's a vacancy in the Holy Trinity, and he's applied for it.
All right, Joe DeGeneva, not pulling any punches today. Happy Monday to you, Joe.
You bet, guys.
It's now 7:15 on WMAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, and a reminder again with some of the schools back in session. Some of the schools in Anne Arundel, grades, I should say, in Anne Arundel and Prince George's County, D.C. and Frederick County schools back in session. Watch for the buses in the neighborhood. Stop for the buses. Watch for the kids. We'll get you inbound Suitland Parkway now a little bit better just because the accident's cleared, but still big delays. Inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to First Sterling, before 295. Now, travel lanes are open, but extensive delays continue. Heading to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road to get from Maryland to cross into Virginia. D.C. 295 North pushing slow up toward the Naval Research Lab. 210, just have that heavy stop and go as you head past Old Fort Road and then continuing toward Palmer Road and up through to the Beltway. No problems now on 95 Virginia. Now that the tractor trailer's moved along, northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway, your travel lane's now open. And in Annandale, in case you hadn't heard, an overnight crash brought down a utility pole and wires closing Hummer Road just north of Little River Turnpike at Royce Court. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, a lot of sunshine today. Very pleasant, 85 degrees. Tonight, it's going to dip down to around 65 degrees. How about that? Tomorrow, 86. Wednesday, in the upper 80s. Thursday, in the low 90s. Friday, up back to the mid-90s. Currently in the nation's capital, a very pleasant 70 degrees. 7:16 on WMAL. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, which, as you know, is a certified fan favorite. Let's see. Oh, so many offerings here. First of all, let's talk about what's going on in Louisiana. I mean, the poor folks down there have had it. 31 inches of rain in some 31 inches of rain in 15 hours. Unbelievable amount of rain. Some 7,000 people are still in shelters, and they're trying to get back into their damaged and flooded houses, and they're having some problems. It's logistically difficult, as you might imagine, to do that. But then there's another problem. It has to do with a critter. They're trying to get back to their homes, and what they find is gators.
That's not good.
That's not a good.
You don't want gators.
No.
But of course,
30 gators were kept in a pen back there. It was flooded. And now the owners of that refuge aren't really exactly sure how many gators got out of there. So it's holding up some of the construction that's happening over there. They caught 3 gators yesterday. They caught 2 today. We were actually on the scene as they caught the 3rd gator. Those things range from anywhere from 8 to 9 feet to about 20 feet long. They are absolutely huge. It's absolutely crazy to see them. Lasso them up and bring them up out of the water.
Yeah, so a bunch of them have gotten out. But, I mean, they're just gators that live there that aren't in a refuge.
Well, and to take the environmentalists' position on this, the gators were probably there before the houses were there.
Wow.
So they're just going home. I mean, gator's going to go where gator's going to go, and if the water...
Doing what a gator's going
to
do.
It's not the gator's fault that they decided to put their house in a bayou.
Well, that's true.
Where does a gator live?
Yeah, well, I
guess... In a bayou. Until those levees came in there, that was all gator land.
Yeah, is it a lonely bayou? You know what the former senator used to say? The only lonely bayou is when you're by yourself.
Who said that? He must have been a Democrat.
He was a Louisiana Democrat.
Yeah.
hey, there are manatees in Virginia rivers.
Barbara Manatee?
No. Manatees.
Manatee.
No, like the Florida manatees.
Oh.
They're not in Florida. They've made their way into rivers in Virginia.
And now, I saw this headline go by, and this makes no sense. Manatees have no business swimming in our Virginia River. There's got to be something wrong here. What have you got on this for me?
Well,
you're the critter, dude.
Listen,
explain it.
I'm telling you, it's rare, but not unheard of.
Well, clearly.
I mean, they do, like warm water, and they come where the water's warm.
Right.
But, I mean, at some point, one wonders what happens when the waters in these environs start to get a little cooler than it gets down in Florida.
Yeah, ABC7 had the story. It's out of Stafford, Virginia. Apparently, the McGroths were out there on their boat Thursday, and they saw something in Akia Creek. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
It was like, is there a giant crocodile that's going to eat us? Oh, no, it's a It's a manatee.
Oh, my Lord.
What the heck is a manatee doing here?
Well, what a lovely thing to see.
Isn't it true that there's a rumor that they believe that the manatee was actually the mermaid?
Yeah,
I've heard that old sailors thought. Well, you know, you had to be out at sea for a long, long time
to mistake a manatee
for a hot babe with a fin, right?
Yeah, I guess that would be true.
All right.
So down in Natural Bridge, Virginia.
So there are manatees in Virginia
rivers. Yes, there
are. Yeah, there are. Not mermaids.
That's right.
Okay.
Or mermans. And so in Natural Bridge, Virginia.
They have a little
one of those drive-through animal parks.
Oh, sure.
You see them sometimes when you're driving across the country. Yeah. Come drive through our animal park and see the exotic animals.
And that way you're not like standing behind a cage. They're like wandering around and you can sort of see them from the car. That's cool.
In some cases, they even let you feed them.
Out of the car?
Yeah. I don't know if that was the case here, but there was a woman who was a young girl, actually, was bitten by a camel. And it apparently was a pretty traumatic thing. Her medical bills totaled around $40,000.
Whoa!
Yeah, so, I mean, you know,
Obamacare.
Don't be feeding the camels is the lesson from this.
Why would you feed a camel anyway?
I don't know. And what do you feed a camel?
Camels are nasty little animals.
Well, I guess this one was particularly because it bit her on the arm and it did a lot of damage. And now the park has had to settle up with the family to the tune of $155,000.
So a young girl was bitten by a camel.
Yeah.
This sounds like some sort of Sharia ceremony that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. So anyway, she gets they got to pay the medical bills and then she gets...
The people from CARE can send their emails directly to me on that.
She gets $10,000 when she turns 18.
Really?
And then she gets $1,000 a month for 14 years.
Wow. All right. Well, it turns out didn't go so badly for her then.
Well,
you suffer one camel bite and you get a little bit of an annuity there.
I guess that's what it is.
Right.
And then finally, Bebe had a birthday.
Bebe's birthday. Wait. It's a panda.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, but we have to do it because we have this rule here at WNAL that we have to report all things Bebe.
Yeah.
Because our program director requires us to do this.
Yeah. Did you know that he actually likes Bao Bao better than Bebe?
Is that right?
Yeah, he's more Bao Bao than Bebe. But so now I saw the video of this. They had a whole birthday cake out there for Bebe.
Yeah.
And Bebe was like, could not have cared less about that. So what happened? Mom went and ate the birthday cake.
Yeah.
Instead of Bebe.
But it was like cake of ice.
Well, I guess she liked it. It was hot out there.
I guess that's what they...
Mom took Bebe. So this is another reason why I don't understand why we glorify these animals. They have no moral compass.
Yeah. The memo will be coming later today. 722.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Ted Britt Automotive. That's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing your car. You know, when you go to buy a car, whether it's new or pre-owned, but you know, especially if it's a pre-owned car, you got this nagging feeling in the back of your head, like, what has this car been through? And what kind of trouble is this car going to give me? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Whether it's a new or a pre-owned vehicle, Ted Britt for Life is this program that guarantees that every single one of those cars you buy at Ted Britt Automotive is going to be taken care of. As long as it's got less than 100,000 miles, that's going to come standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. So that's a beautiful thing. And you're also going to be thrilled with the deals you get from Ted Britt. You know, they've got over 1,200 vehicles in stock because they've got 9 great locations in Northern Virginia. So it's worth the trip across the Potomac, my fellow brothers and sisters in Maryland, to get a great deal like this over at Ted Britt. They've got deals of over prices of $500 to $2,000 below competition. They deal in Chevy, Ford, Lincoln, and even Harley-Davidson. So check out TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Colon cancer is on the rise with people under the age of 50. It's estimated that over 13,000 adults under 50 will be diagnosed this year. Many have slight or no symptoms and no family history. Virtual Physical has uncovered the inside story of potential colon cancers with their non-invasive colonoscopy procedure, saving who knows how many lives. Under 50, over 50, there's no excuse. Be your own health advocate. And schedule now at virtualphysical.com.
It is 7:25 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, Virginia commuters on 95 northbound, heavy into Aquia, Woodbridge, and then we're good up through to the Beltway. Along the way, we had the broken down tractor trailer, but that's been cleared. 395 through Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge, just that morning rush hour starting to fill in. Suitland Parkway, boy, we've had a tough go at it. We had a crash inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to First Sterling, before 295. That's now out of the travel lanes, but in its wake, we have delays pretty sizable just after Silver Hill Road before you get to Route 5. So plan extra time, please, on the Suitland Parkway. And finally, L Street, we have one lane opened. Had it closed completely last week after the transformer fire. Utility repairs continue, but L Street between 18th and 19th, one lane is open. Maryland, 29, southbound, right after Cherry Hill Road at Tech Road. Still watch for crews at the scene of the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking weather now. Cold front through, few clouds, high clouds at that this morning. Plenty of sun this afternoon. A little breeze out of the northwest, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It is now 7:26.
Doing things together makes it a special day, a time for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let's pick some up along the way.
Listen, I stand behind no man in my appreciation of the Colonel's original recipe chicken.
Okay.
Basically, I love chicken. Fried chicken, Colonel Sanders chicken.
But if you had one, you know, chicken to get, it would be KFC, it sounds like. You'd be all over.
No, I would go to the Red Rooster in Damascus.
Oh, okay.
Best fried chicken I've ever had.
But you stand behind no man in your love of KFC.
But I still love the Colonel's original recipe.
No, you stand behind no man in your love of KFC.
That's true.
But you'd still go to the Red Rooster.
Well, it's my favorite.
But
there's nobody who likes the Colonel stuff better than I.
I'm just trying to hold you to your own standards.
Let me get to the story. Here's the thing. What do we know about the Colonel's original recipe, right? It's 11 secret herbs and spices.
11 herbs and spices. Yeah,
secret,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
No longer.
What?
Yes, apparently the Chicago Tribune has interviewed a guy named Joe Ledington, who is a nephew of the Colonel by marriage, and he produces a piece of paper that was attached to the last will and testament of the Colonel's second wife.
Okay.
And by the way, this nephew said he actually used to mix up in the original restaurant. He used to mix up the spices, the 11 secret herbs and spices.
Yeah,
he used to do that. And he says this recipe that is attached is the real thing.
Wow.
What?
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, and so it's been posted in the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah.
And then the next couple of days, they said, well, now that we have the recipe, let's
try it. Yeah.
And apparently, they did, and they weren't sure whether the T stood for tablespoons or teaspoons, but they figured out it's tablespoons.
Okay.
And so they did it both ways, and they found that it was pretty good, but not quite like original recipe until they added one more ingredient.
What's that?
MSG.
Oh.
And that apparently... They said that was
a little monosodium glutamate.
Yeah, that was it.
So that's the 12th herb.
That was it. There's a 12th thing that's added, yeah.
So. All right. Well, we would tell you what they are, but we don't want to get sued.
Well, we don't want to get sued. And by the way, but you can find it in the Chicago Tribune. Let them get sued. It is now 7:29 on WMAL.
Mortgage rates are pushing all-time lows. This is Dan Smith with Private Plus Mortgage, and our clients are locking in 30-year rates in the threes and 15s in the twos. So call Private Plus today for your all-time low. You deserve it. 888 888- 888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 758195. Call toll free for credit costs and terms.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about what's going on with the Trump campaign and some changes that he has made to his immigration policy. It's apparently under consideration. It's all coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Is Donald Trump backtracking on his signature issue, illegal immigration?
You might remember that Donald Trump campaigned hard in the primaries on his plan to deport the 11 million immigrants who are in this country illegally. But on Sunday, Trump's new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, signaled Trump's hardline stance might be softening. Now, questions about Trump's immigration positions come after a meeting with Hispanic leaders on Saturday, where he reportedly told attendees he plans to legalize millions of undocumented immigrants. Now, this would be a huge reversal for Trump, who campaigned on the idea of creating a deportation force that would expel undocumented immigrants from the country.
Correspondent Chris Freites. President Obama's back in Washington after 2 weeks of vacation in Martha's Vineyard. He gets back on the road tomorrow, though, to comfort residents of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro couldn't end without dancing. Moments after the Olympic cauldron's flame was extinguished last night, the arena turned into a samba-fueled carnival-like party. The U.S. can claim bragging rights in winning the most number of medals, 121, 46 of them gold. It's back to school this week for many kids in our area. School starts today in D.C. and Frederick County, tomorrow in Prince George's and Anne Arundel, and on Wednesday in Fauquier County and St. Mary's County Public Schools. But with back to school upon us, an alarming number of students may not be able to attend because they haven't had the necessary vaccinations. Prince George's County Student Services Executive Director Adrian Talley.
Currently, we have approximately 6,000 students in grades kindergarten, 7th, 8th, and repeat 9th graders.
Talley says they held clinics at 3 malls over the weekend in a last-minute effort to give students the vaccines they need. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,553, the Nasdaq at 52,38. Sports, the Nats lose in Atlanta, the O's lose to the Astros, it's all over in Rio's Team USA dominates the final medal count, and soccer, D.C. United rallies for a draw with the New York Red Bulls. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now. 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
Looking for more than a weekend getaway? Colonial Beach is the only beachfront town on the Potomac River, just 60 minutes from Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., offering state-of-the-art two-bedroom, two-bath condos with gourmet kitchens. Rather than driving south thousands of miles, make Colonial Beach your new home away from home, starting at $199,000. These condos overlook the boardwalk and Potomac River. No grass to cut, no honey-do list. Just turn the key and you're on vacation. Call today to schedule an appointment, 804-224-9300, or visit thecolonialbeachcondos.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 with caution. Crash reported southbound right near Falls Road. And I'm checking out the cameras right now as crews are looking for it in the cameras as well. So southbound 270, Falls Road, watch for accident just reported in that stretch. We'll take you beyond if you're heading on the 270 spur. Good shape heading into Virginia. Very slow from the Tysons area near the toll road. Inner loop of the Beltway toward the Legion Bridge. We had a stalled reported before you get to the bridge span. Inbound Suitland Parkway crashed before 295, cleared finally. It was there for a long time, still with big delays. Now the complication in through town is getting across the 11th Street Bridge onto the westbound freeway at 8th Street, where crews have the crash along the right side. So not quite out of the woods yet here at Suitland Parkway to get up onto 295 in those continuing delays. To the Wilson Bridge, back near St. Barnabas Road, Virginia, 95 North, there, Prince William Parkway, the broken down tractor trailer cleared from the travel lanes. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all, announcing the opening of the first dedicated heart and vascular hospital in the nation's capital. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little break in the heat and the humidity with a northwest flow around today. Some clouds this morning, otherwise clear. Plenty of sunshine, a northwest breeze, 85 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Alexandria, 70 in Bethesda, and 70 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we'll be talking to Liz Clark. She's the Washington Post reporter who's been covering events in Rio. That's 8:05. And at 8:35, Trevor Maddich. How do the Redskins do against the Jets in that preseason game? And how are they looking? Trevor Maddich will give us his sharp, focused analysis because he is an elite long snapper and a 12-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
If Donald Trump goes squishy on his plan for immigration, most specifically deporting the 11 million, presumed 11 million immigrants who are in this country illegally, will you still support him? Or for that matter, listen, I hear from a lot of people who refuse to vote for Donald Trump that one of the problems that they have with him is his stance on immigration. So will this change your mind one way or the other on Donald Trump? Give us a call at 888-630-9625. What if Trump goes squishy on immigration? 888-630-WMAL. The reason I asked this question is because everybody went crazy over the weekend because of an article by BuzzFeed. Yeah, BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed. Let me just put this in context. BuzzFeed wrote the article, and BuzzFeed says that people in an off-the-record, closed-door meeting between Donald Trump and conservatives in the Latino community, again, these are Republicans or conservatives who are already supporting Donald Trump. They've already pledged to support him. They were talking about the immigration policy, and a couple of these guys went to BuzzFeed and leaked and said, boy, it sounded like he was going to flip-flop on his idea to deport illegal immigrants. It sounded to me he was suggesting he would, the tone of what he had to say. And he was saying things like, we're going to deal with people in a humane way and figure out a way to get them to work here. And that to them meant, oh, they're not going to be deported. And Kellyanne Conway, the new campaign manager, was on CNN over the weekend with Dana Bash just yesterday. And this was the exchange.
Have a deportation force, and you're going to do it humanely and expensively.
Are they getting ripped out of their homes?
Can I tell you? They're going back where they came. If they came from a certain country, they're going to be brought back to that country. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Will that plan include a deportation force, the kind that you just heard in that soundbite and that he talked about during the Republican primaries?
To be determined.
To be determined was the answer. And so now let's just be clear here, and I just want to be fully informative to all of our listeners. Kellyanne Conway has often in her past, and she's been in this town for, what, 25 years now, taken stances that many would consider to be less than tough on immigration or on amnesty, depending on what you might want to call it. And so the question is hanging there, and I wonder if you will drop your support or have problems supporting Donald Trump if, in fact, he does flip-flop on this. 888-630-WMAL. Listen, I'm still faced with the specter of Hillary Clinton as president, so it's kind of a no-brainer for me. However, listen, I've always maintained that even if Donald Trump can accomplish half of the things that he wants to accomplish on immigration, it's more than any Republican has been able to accomplish. I love the fact that he comes to the table with the idea that we're going to build a wall, we're going to actually enforce the laws as they stand, and that means if someone's here illegally, we're going to deal with them, process them, and send them home. Because guess what? That's what the law says now. The fact that he comes to the table with that approach, rather than coming to the table, like so many Republicans before him, with, well, let's see how quickly we can give the amnesty to these people who are here illegally. Or let's figure out how many billions of dollars of benefits we can give to people who are here illegally. That's been our approach up until this point. So either way, it's an improvement.
Yeah, it would be an improvement no matter what. I do think there are a lot of people, though, who are on the Trump bandwagon, who are very strong supporters of Donald Trump. This is a big issue. They care deeply about this. And it may cause a little trouble among the people who are dyed-in-wool Trump supporters. So I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, one wonders, you know, sometimes I scratch my head and I wonder, what when he says something so definitively and then like a few weeks later takes it back, what does he really stand for? And I do have this concern. I do think, though, to take your point, that no matter what he does, it would be more than we're doing right now, and that would be a good thing. I haven't heard him talk about backing off from the wall, and I'm glad to hear that.
Patrick in Maryland, you're first up on WMAL. Where do you stand on this, Patrick?
I've got to admit, I will 100% dump Trump if he changes his stance on the immigration. I'll go with Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson? Oh, Gary Johnson wants to open the borders completely, Patrick. How does that help?
It doesn't flip-flop. But, you know, my trouble with Trump right now is all the back and forth. What's he going to flip on next? Is he going to say, okay, well, let's not go with extreme vetting?
So you would rather go with somebody who consistently upholds a position that you disagree with than go with someone who has changed his mind on a position?
In my opinion, if he's going to keep flip-flopping around, he's no better than Hillary Clinton.
All right, Patrick. Thank you for that. I know that many people believe that. We wanted to get your voice out there. Let's go to Dave and I tried a little drop the mic moment.
Bam.
There. Dave in Leesburg, you're on WMAL. Go, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Good morning, guys. Great show. Hey, I would still support Trump. You got to look at it as there's two piles of cow patties, cow piles. So one's bigger and stinking than the other, and I'm going to take the one that's left.
Dave, did you support Trump in the primaries?
Yes, I did. Okay. And I will support him right now. I think he's the best man for the problems we have.
Can I just ask you something?
Right, but I'll go with it.
Dave, let me just ask you something. Because during the primaries, he and his supporters pummeled Republicans, conservatives like Ted Cruz, over the head and shoulders and face, suggesting that they would not be as tough on immigration.
Yeah,
they, in my opinion, lied about Ted Cruz, saying that Ted Cruz supported amnesty. And it doesn't bother you. You still support him if Trump now goes and takes up the position that he lied and said that Ted Cruz took up?
No, it does bother me. I agree with you 100%. You're telling me one thing, and then when you get to where you need to be, but I got to take the lesser two evils right now.
I gotcha. Okay, so it does bother you. I missed that, and I appreciate it. As long as it bothers you, you'll still vote. No, it's true. I'm serious. Yeah. All right, thank you for that, Dave. It's 744 on WMAO.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Selling your home can be exciting, but let's face it, can also be very stressful. That's why you should choose the agent that will deliver you a worry-free experience, and that agent is my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank, you can rest easy because with over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he will buy it. Suzanne had previously tried to sell her Capitol Heights home with no results. When she called Frank, he evaluated the home and created a plan that resulted in a full price offer. See, all agents are not the same, and it's no accident the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle of the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. The number again, 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
7:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here she is. She's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So glad to be here. And a reminder for everyone, some schools are back in session today. So watch for the kids in the neighborhood. Watch for the buses. Stop for the buses. Just use extra caution, please. Virginia, we'll start in the Springfield area with the crash on Old Keene Mill Road. If you're trying to head over toward I-95. That's where crews are dealing with the crash at Hanover Avenue. So on Old Keene Mill Road, you need extra time heading over toward 95. Now in Alexandria, King Street, we're struggling just off of 395. If you're heading up toward Beauregard, South Walter Reed Drive where they intersect, that's where crews have a crash in that intersection. King Street is slow each direction. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, here we go. Out of Virginia, heavy across the 14th Street Bridge. Pretty normal delays coming across the 11th Street Bridge toward 8th Street before the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's where we had, that's past tense, had the crash. It's now cleared, but we still have big delays as you approach. On to Maryland, outer loop of the Beltway, topside, pretty normal backups. Good from the spur to the Legion Bridge and 270 South at Falls Road crash. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front now pushing off the coast. Rain's done. Sunshine is out. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today. A little drop in humidity. Some clouds early. Sunny this afternoon. We're down to 85 degrees with a northwest breeze. Tonight, clear, cooler, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. And more sunshine on Wednesday in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 70 degrees at 747.
It seems like there are conflicting accounts here as to whether Donald Trump will, in fact, continue to support his original position that all 11 million or so, there could be more, illegal immigrants be deported. Now, you just heard Kellyanne Conway on CNN say if there was a deportation force, as it has been described, and she said, well, to be determined. Again, BuzzFeed had an article suggesting from people who were in a meeting saying that it sounded like he was going soft on that issue. And Senator Sessions of Alabama, who is, by the way, one of his top promoters and advisors on immigration, he appeared on the Sunday shows yesterday. And he thinks there's as much ado about nothing.
I don't think he made any commitments. He's thinking that through. I think that's the right thing.
Thinking it through, if he means, you know, thinking through the process of how it's going to be done and what the ramifications may be, that's one thing. But thinking through whether he's going to do it or not, well, we want to know from you. Is this a game breaker for you? How about David in Virginia? You're next up on WMAO.
Hi, guys. Look, this is Trump's bread and butter. This is what brought him to the game. If it's true that he reneges on this, what prevents him from? And remember, there were reports before that he was not going to build the wall too. I think that came out of a editorial meeting with the Washington Post, if I'm not mistaken.
Or New York Times, one of the two, yeah.
Or New York Times, yeah. But you got to stick with what brought you here. Look, I don't need him to deport every single person illegal in the United States. But at least if he would deport those who don't have families here, okay, or something like that. But if he just decides, you know what, my ideal, that was a bad idea or something like that. I just don't, not that I'm not going to vote for him, but it's disappointing that he rose above the crowd based on something that the American people were deeply concerned about, and now he's turning into just a regular politician.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. I know it's going to, excuse me, David. Yeah, it is going to be an issue for people as well. It should be. It would still be an issue for me, as I said, but probably not enough to keep me from voting for Hillary. But it tells you what you need to know about the politician, I think. They're like, all politicians are politicians. What about Art in Leesburg? We love Leesburg. Art, you're on WMAO.
Art, good morning.
Thank you. The issue for me, and I think it ought to be for everybody, is the rule of law. I'm an attorney, and I've dealt with liberal judges. I've dealt with an Obama judge, and they make it up. And that will destroy our whole culture, as well as everything that we stand for. You have to have people who respect the law, and building the law ensures that the law will be respected.
Okay, well, listen, that's where we are now, is that the law is not being respected. And then this is, again, the wall is not on the table right now, but it's whether he is going to deport these illegal immigrants. This is, Art, thanks for the call. This is something that will be discussed quite a bit today since
Absolutely,
it sort of blew up over the weekend. We wanted to make sure that you heard the latest on it and watch that space. It's going to be interesting to watch today.
It's now 7:50 on WMAL.
The National Mall, ground zero for American politics.
Our country is going down the toilet really fast because our leaders are refusing to listen to us.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I think exactly what the previous caller said.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Well, it's time to see how your money's doing over at the news desk at CNBC. Standing by is Chuck Kemlick.
And good morning. It's a Monday on Wall Street. It's got it written all over it. Monday. Stocks show it. They were going to open higher, a little bit higher earlier. Now they're going to open a little bit lower today. Despite that, the Dow is still on track for its seventh monthly gain this year. Its only losing month was January. Pfizer's buying cancer drug maker Medivation for $14 billion cash. Medivation makes the prostate drug Xtandi, which could add $2 billion in sales to Pfizer's business. Construction of new homes has slowed, but a new study shows that Americans could spend a record $300 billion on home repairs and remodeling this year. Sony plans to announce soon that it will sell two new PlayStation 4s, one including one that's cheaper to attract casual gamers. Samsung reportedly planning to resell refurbished phones, those that have been returned by users who sign up for a one-year upgrade program. And this week marks Tim Cook's fifth anniversary as the CEO of Apple. Under his leadership, Apple stock has doubled, so have revenues and profits, the stuff that Wall Street's dreams are made of. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to talk to you about Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I'm a patient of Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I can confidently say that they are the best dentist I've ever been to, for the very honest reason that they've actually got me going back to the dentist again after taking quite a bit of time off, because I hate going to the dentist. I was actually afraid of the dentist. They provide personalized attention. They're non-judgmental for patients who have not been to the dentist for years. And let me just tell you, as somebody who put it off for a while, it just gets worse, okay? You want to get there. You want to get to the dentist and solve your problems now, and the best way to do that is with Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. It's really a life-changing experience. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry, take a look at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Call Rocky right now, 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is now 7:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound through Urbana, Hyattstown, slowing. Still have a little bit of volume to get past Falls Road, but it looks like the crash to the shoulder. Top side, Beltway 95 and around to Georgia Avenue. Along the way, we had one reported stalled. South on 29, better. South of Cherry Hill Road at Tech Road, that crash cleared. Beltway to the Wilson Ridge, holding steady here at St. Barnabas Road. Cross the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Before the 3rd Street Tunnel, accident gone. King Street off of 395. Sherlington area just jammed. Heading up to Beauregard Street with the crash. And same story on Old Key Mill Road in Springfield trying to get to 95. Accident. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front now pushing off the coast. Rain's done. Sunshine is out. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today. A little drop in humidity. Some clouds early. Sunny this afternoon. We're down to 85 degrees with a northwest breeze. Tonight, clear, cooler, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. And more sunshine on Wednesday in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. It is now 7:56.
Built for business. In business, time is money. And business money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free. by calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
Register now for 930Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930Gov.com. Go to 930Gov.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit season premiere tomorrow, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to check in with Washington Post reporter Liz Clark. She's in Rio wrapping things up. I think she's sweeping up all of the confetti from the party last night.
And Trevor Maddich will tell us how the Redskins did in that preseason game with the Jets. It's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of WMAL. It's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. Accumulate.